Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart, and this is a new adventure for me. I'm putting together an ongoing blog to be on this site and anywhere that people would like to hear the truth, the positive direction that our nation needs to be going to help us, to help us save our nation. Now, when I say that, of course I know that the dirt will always be here. The land that our America is upon will always be with us. But the question is this, will there always be an America? And if there is, will it be an America that we can be proud of? Recently, I was with a group of friends, and we got into a serious conversation about what was going to happen to our nation. And one of our leaders asked me straight out, what are we supposed to do? Not just talk, not just think. What are we to do as Americans to help save our nation? And I spent a good amount of time thinking, how can I convey what I believe we need to do? And who should be my resource point? And I started thinking about all of the words and all of the quotes and all of the books and stories that I have read over my last 30 years of doing radio. And I just kept coming back to this one U.S. president, Abraham Lincoln. I've always had a great respect for the words and ideals that he spoke and that he encouraged us to follow. And so here is what I believe we must do now to save our America as the words from Abraham Lincoln. So this is going to be sort of in a point by point, and I would like to suggest that you maybe take a few notes so that you can, let these roll around in your head and that you can share them with others. I believe if Abraham Lincoln were here with us today, first of all, he would tell us that America is genuinely worth saving, and it's definitely worth fighting for. But he would say this quite clearly, it is up to each of us to do the work, to, bring America home. It's up to each of us. Sadly, here in America today, we've become a nation of mostly followers. Sadly, so many of our citizens have given up, given in. We've determined that our answer, our solution, is somehow in someone else's hands. Once Mr. Lincoln was asked about his grandfather and just what kind of man his grandfather was. Mr. Lincoln said that he knew of his grandfather, but then he said this, "Sir, I do not know so much about what kind of man my grandfather was. What I'm really more concerned with is what kind of man his grandson will be." In other words, it's good for me to be able to look back and see where I've come, my heritage, those that have gone before me. But all of that comes down to this. What kind of person am I going to be? What am I going to be? You see, your grandparents, your parents, your family may have been, may be, wonderful people. But it's time we realize that it's not just about the past. It's not even so much about the future. It's about now, right now. And if Mr. Lincoln was here tonight, he would say, don't look to your left or to your right or to those gone before us. The answer is not there. The answer is now up to you. It's up to you to stand up for what is good and right and lasting. It is up to you to carry the torch to show the way. If America is going to get back home, if America is going to be saved, it's up to you. It's up to me. But you might be saying, okay, that sounds good, but I'm only one person in one small town. What can I do? It was patriot Thomas Paine who said this, "The biggest mistake you can make is to think that because you can only do a little, you do nothing." You see, there's this word, duty. It's where we get the shorter word, do. And if we want to see our America, well, be saved, we must answer the call to do our own duty, to hear our call to action. The same call to action that Nathan Hale heard all the way back when General George Washington was asking for a volunteer. The year was 1776, and Washington needed a spy to go and get information secretly behind the British lines. Information needed to help them win the war. And 21-year-old Nathan Hale heard that call to duty. He volunteered and he went behind the lines, got the information, and on his way back with that crucial information, he was caught. And the very next day, Nathan Hale was hanged. No trial, no talk, no negotiation. And what were Nathan Hale's final words as they placed the hangman's noose around his neck? Did he cry or beg or renounce his call to duty? Did he say, "Please let me go, I will never do it again"? No. His final words, "I regret that I have only one life to lose for my country." Wow. Wow. And when George Washington, his commanding officer, when he heard the news, he wept. It's duty. Duty. And if we want to save our America, we must each answer our own call to do our duty. Like what? Like standing up and speaking out for the things that are right, speaking against the things that are wrong. And the interesting thing is so often today we want to be like a herd of sheep and just follow the crowd. But it was William Penn who said, "The truth is this, even if everyone is doing it, wrong is still wrong. And even if no one is doing it, right is still right." And if Abraham Lincoln were here with us now, he would say duty is required by us all. But here's the hard part. As you do your duty, some will applaud. Some will follow you and praise you. But be aware, some will oppose you. A whole lot of someones will oppose you, criticize you, harshly criticize you. Yes, some will even hate you and do their best to tear you apart. Even if it's good and right, they will try to destroy you. If Abraham Lincoln were here with us now, guiding us back to a hope for America, he would tell us, second of all, that there is a rule of law in this nation, and that this rule of law must be respected, for the law must be upheld. In 1838, as a young man of only 29 years old, in one speech he gave, Abraham Lincoln said this, "Let every American, let every lover of liberty, every well-wisher to his posterity, swear by the blood of the Revolution, never to violate in the least particular the laws of this country, and never to tolerate their violation by others, and to remember that to violate the law, get this, to violate the law is to trample on the blood of our fathers and to tear down the character of those who have fought for our law and order. And what's happening today in America? So many are working to toss away the rules. They want to knock down the borders. They want there to be no walls, no boundaries. They want people to be able to come and go and to do whatever and come in. Now, we know that's not right. That's foolish. Why do we have fences and walls around our backyards? I asked a man that once when he was arguing with me about the wall. I said, why don't you just knock down the wall? He says, well, I don't want people just coming into my backyard without my permission. And I said, exactly. Exactly. You don't just want somebody to set up a tent and to start camping in your backyard and living in your backyard like that's where they're supposed to be. And that's what we have to do with our nation. And that's what we have to do regarding laws. When you see someone who's breaking the law, you must stand up. You must not necessarily take that law into your own hands, but certainly get in touch with a law enforcement officer and have them see that. When you see someone being bullied at school, when you see someone being pushed down or taken advantage of, when you see someone being harmed or someone putting their hands on someone, you need to stand up. We need to follow the rule of law. And if there is no law, if there is no rule of law, if there is no boundaries, then there is no country. What's happening today in America? So many just want to toss away the rules. And even worse, if you're privileged or somehow you're very, very important, you're excused to break the law and nothing happens. But the truth is this, the leaders of our nation are not privileged characters, not above the law because of their power or position. There must be the same justice for all. And I might mention the responsibility to make sure that you're telling the truth about what that person's doing or saying or not doing and not saying. It's the same. You can't just make up stories about people that you don't like. You can't just take our president and anyone else and just start making up stories. I get so tired of people going on and on and on about how President Trump is somehow a racist. You know, I can tell you, I'm a pretty good judge of people, and I do not see anything that would lead me to believe that he is a genuine racist. You know, a racist is someone who does not like people because of their color or because of where they've come from. There's someone who wants to have nothing to do with a person because they're not of their same heritage. That's a racist. Now, does that mean that when I look at someone, I can't tell what color they are? I have people who will say, I don't even recognize what color people are. And I say, you know what? That's not true. That's not possible. I went over to a fellow once who was telling me about that he doesn't recognize color. And we were walking along by a pasture. And I said, look at the horses out there. And he said, well, which one? I said, well, do you see the white horse over there? He said, yeah, I see the white horse. I said, how is it that you can see color in horses, but you can't see color in people? Now, does that mean that I'm going to be nice to the white horse and mean to the black horse because they're different colors? Of course not. You do not judge the horses by their color, but you can notice that they are definitely of a different color. In our nation, when we think about the responsibility for all of us to obey the law, have you ever wondered why, when you look at Lady Justice, you know, she's holding that balance And have you ever noticed that she's blindfolded? Yeah, Lady Justice is blindfolded. Why? Because justice is not supposed to be a respecter of person by their position, by their color, by their position in the world, by their position in their community. Lady Justice is to be no respecter of persons. Not today. Today the blindfold is off. And so many, because of their position, they get a free pass. And it's tearing our nation apart. And if Mr. Lincoln were here with us, trying to help us to save our America, he would say, don't waste your time tearing down the other side. Instead, use principles and ideas and think about it. So often, we want to just call somebody a name. I was looking at some texts today, and one guy wasn't getting anywhere with his points. So we just started calling the other guy these vile names, these filthy cuss words, because he didn't know how to speak his principles and his ideas. But we need to be working on that. We need to have the facts. We need not to just be listening to some two-minute comment by somebody and say, well, that must be true because that person said it. We need to take the time to study the truth and be ready to vocalize the truth. Something else Abraham Lincoln said. He said, if you look for the bad in people, you will surely find it. Now, this one's really hard. I don't know about you, but as I watch the news on TV or internet, there are some few that when I see their faces, I cringe. I immediately think the worst about them. It's hard. But why should we stop looking for only the bad in people? Because arguing gets us nowhere. So many of us have all the talking points down pat. We have all the memorized ways to tear the other side down. They all sound good and cool and piercing. And it kind of feels good to stick it to the other side. But it accomplishes nothing. It gets nothing done. But here's what must be done. Before you tear something down, before you clean it out, you'd better know what's going to be in its place and be ready to replace it with the right thing. Abraham Lincoln would say, tearing someone or something down is non-productive. Quit wasting your time ripping into people. Instead, spend your time and your thoughts, all your efforts, thinking of solutions and resolutions and truth. Work and strive to be a redeemer, not a destroyer. Now, does that mean that we stick our head in the sand or become a doormat? We lie down on the ground and just let someone steamroll over us? Of course not. But don't crush people. Be a positive thinker. Look for situations. Lift people up while you stand your ground. And you know what? When you do it the right way, they will listen to your ideas. They will listen. If Abraham Lincoln were here tonight telling us about the road or the route that we will take to save our America, he would say, don't always look for the easiest road. Look for the right road. Now think about that. Sometimes we look for, walk the flat road, or why do I really want to go up that hill? Do I really want to exert such an effort when I could just take the easy way? He would say, search to find the truth. Search to find the right place. And when you do find the right place, stand firm. Once, after hearing a sermon, Abraham Lincoln was asked to comment on the sermon's content. He remarked, the pastor's delivery was good, the content was well researched, but the sermon lacked one very important part. Abraham Lincoln said the pastor's message didn't call the people to do something great. And today in America, the road we are being led to go down by so many is not one of greatness, it's one of mediocrity. We're not being asked to be set apart, to be better. Abraham Lincoln would say, shoot for the best, shoot for the highest. The truth is this, we're to set a mark, a line far above what we could even imagine, and strive and fight and scrape and pray that with God's help, we can rise up to that higher level to make our nation even greater. And this nation did not come by accident or by taking the easy road. No, it took so much hard work, so much prayer to get us here at the top. And the road to the top, the road to this very top is hard, and it will always be even harder to stay on top. Shall we settle for less than what we have? No. And by the way, we are Americans, not Americans. I'm so tired of people telling us we can't do something. Don't tell me that. Tell me that with God's help, God's strength, for a greater good for our nation, that God will help me and that nothing is impossible. Try saying that out loud. Try saying, I'm an American, not an American. Now, you may be standing somewhere and people look at you and say, what? Just try it. I'm an American, not an American. And if they want to know what you mean, tell them. Tell them that you want to strive for something better. You don't want people telling you that there's certain things that you just can't do, that you can't accomplish. We are Americans, not Americans. Finally, if Abraham Lincoln was here talking with us, he would say that to make America a better place, we need to turn back to God. As a nation, we need to turn back to God. We need to quit trying to find ways to push him out of our Pledge of Allegiance. We need to find ways to keep trying to somehow push him out of our, when we make an oath and say, so help me God. They're working now in our nation's capital to take that phrase out of our swearing of an oath. They won't God out. Abraham Lincoln would say, we need to be on God's side. How do I know? Because on March the 30th, 1863, in the middle of our horrific Civil War, Abraham Lincoln called for a national day of fasting and prayer in America. And in that day, he said this, we have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers and wealth and power as no other nation has ever grown, but we have forgotten God. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our heart that all of our blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. He finally said this, we've become too self-sufficient to feel God's necessity, too proud to pray to the very God who made us. And that's where we are today. People are trying to convince us that we don't need Almighty God. And I can guarantee you, I've spent 30 years studying the history of our America, and I promise you, our founding fathers knew that there was no way that they could ever raise a nation without the help of Almighty God. And over these next weeks, if you'll tune in and listen to my voice, listen to my words, listen to my stories, I will give you specific dates and times and people and examples in our country where we stood at a crossroad and the people chose to follow Almighty God and He helped them. Once when the Civil War was going, one reporter asked President Lincoln, Mr. Lincoln, is God on your side in this war? President Lincoln replied, Sir, it is not important that God be on my side. What I must do, what we must do, is to find where God is and go stand by His side. God is the one who knows our best way to find our way. And I will promise you, if you will take these few simple steps to heart that I have mentioned in the last few moments, you will find yourself making a difference for our country. But here's the question. As we stand, what do we do? What do we, are we willing to stand? Are we willing to maybe even look again at our own ideals and to make sure that our ideals are solid and strong and that they make sense in our country? And we must be willing to stand where God is His strength, His wisdom, His directing that will help us get our America safely back home. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'd love if you'd pass on to others this new adventure that I have of sharing and speaking with you. I'd also like you to know that I do radio, and you can easily go over to my website, which is jerrystewartusa.com, and you can see a list of so many of the stories and programs that I've produced. And even if you want, you can do some simple downloads. Some of the downloads only cost 99 cents. But once again, I'm Jerry Stewart. Thanks so much for taking the time to hear me out. And I look forward to talking to you in just the next few days. God bless you. Bye-bye.